Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. If it isn't that time, you're probably listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting app. Or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever you're listening to us, thanks a fucking lot. The dog is already
she's
going. You can
her
hear
mind.
Her.
She's like, give me my fucking treats.
She's like, it's Kong toy time, motherfucker. Join us on social media during the show at crabdiving. On the Twitter is the one we follow during the show at crabdiving. I think I said that already. And we have Amazon. Oh. If you want to help us out here, you can go to our Amazon link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon, use that link, and we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all. That's it. Let's see what's going on in L News.
Wee wee.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw this. This just came out.
Yeah.
Report. Billionaire Ellison.
Yeah.
Joined Big Lie Brainstorm in November 20th.
Okay.
He's the poobah over at Oracle.
Oh. Okay.
Gazillionaire.
God damn. Hey, rich cunts, thank you so much for everything that you did during the insurrection. Thank you.
Larry Ellison, billionaire co-founder of software company Oracle, took part in a November 2020 call about how to contest the results of the presidential election that Trump lost.
Go fuck yourself, Larry!
I think the Washington Post broke this. Yep.
Right.
Ellison was on a call with other Trump backers, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
Damn!
Oh, hello, Mr. Ellison. It's nice. I love your Oracle.
Oh, yes. Oracle.
And Fox News host Sean Hannity.
What? Why is this? What a legion of doom.
Who, by the way, that nutjob Trumpist that lost in Pennsylvania for the governor's race, was she running? The really batshit
one?
Oh,
yes, yes.
Totally blames Sean Hannity.
For her loss?
For her losing, yeah.
So she at least
because
concedes.
He did full hit piece on her.
Yeah, okay.
One night.
Jeez.
Because they knew that she wouldn't be able to win, and he wants Oz for some reason.
God, he likes television people. He likes people that have been on TV, and that's it. I guarantee you that's it with Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz has had to be on TV. He has done TV shows. Squirt, squirt.
He's very smart. He's a doctor.
He probably wanted to offer Jeanine Pirro a fucking judicial appointment.
My uncle was a rocket scientist.
I love how he always brings it up.
That it's dumb like, uncle from MIT or whatever his fucking deal was.
That doesn't mean you're smart, Donnie.
You're related to one person right. That's not a complete piece of shit. Congratulations. Somebody give Trump a big fat fucking trophy.
So this is from the Washington Post. Jim was on a call this evening with Jay Sekulow. He's the batshit lawyer. Lindsey Graham, Sean Hannity, and Larry Ellison, True the Vote's founder, Catherine Engelbrecht, wrote to a donor on the night of the call.
Jay Sekulow, just so I remember correctly, doesn't he often represent like lunatic
yes.
Christian
yeah, yeah.
dudes and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
graduate of Regent University. Thank you, Pat Robertson.
Hey, want the Bible college? Fuck you.
Ellison's participation in the call was confirmed by a participant who spoke on the condition of anonymity. This person said Ellison, as a tech executive, may have been enlisted to assess claims about voting machines made by Sidney Powell, a one-time member of Trump's legal team.
Jesus.
And the person said the GOP mega donor was probably looped in by Graham.
Right.
As part of a discussion about whether the Trump campaign had assembled an effective legal team.
Lindsey Graham, I'm going to loop in this mega donor. I'm going to loop this motherfucker in.
Mr. President, I have Mr. Ellison, Larry Ellison.
Do you think people are like, Larry Ellison, he has a fuck ton of money. Do you think everybody knows him at this level, Larry Ellison? Like he...
Probably.
The guy runs Oracle.
Ellison has been a longtime supporter of Trump.
Boo!
In 2019, he gave between $500,000 and $999,999. So obviously,
wow, okay.
Obviously, it's one of those disclosures where it's like, I donated between this and this.
You know,
to TradeWorks America.
Can I help you?
It's so weird because a long time ago, there was like bipartisan campaign finance reform. A bill that was, I think, one of the co-sponsors was a Republican, and he used to play basketball. He had a big, giant head, big, tall guy. The something Feingold bill or something.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know.
We're just not doing it.
Campaign finance reform is not high on there. List of things no. They're going after. They want to make sure they lock down that womb.
Right, right. Oh, they like tax breaks for old.
Oh yeah.
Decrepit white fuck nuts.
So there you go. The
that's
the headline over at the HuffPo. Larry Ellison, another gazillionaire, wasn't it? The Overstock.com guy, remember?
Right. Well, that guy.
And he's an idiot.
But that guy was in it to win it. He was in the crazy playlet that we read. Well, you read that.
Right. That Tennessee Williams play that took place in the White House.
That was an amazing, like.
When Sidney Powell and then the lawyers were like, why the fuck did you let her in? And as they ran to the office to catch her and Rudy.
God, it's a farce.
And Mike Flynn.
Jeez, what a grouping. It's genius. It's comedy. It's too bad it's real. That was real, though. Or did someone write that?
That one lawyer. It's like, who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the Overstock.com guy.
And then
he kept calling him the wrong lawyer. Like, who do you think I am? The lawyer. And the guy goes, you're so-and-so. And he goes, you're a fucking idiot. Remember?
Yeah. It read like the movie Clue. Parts of the movie Clue.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yes.
We'll have some cross-shaped dildos shoved in holes you don't like.
That's right.
Over it. And how prescient we were.
Prescient.
When we read that ridiculous tweet from Elon Musk that I hate the Democrats. They're all mean, and I'm joining the Republican Party.
Right.
And we said, well, something big is coming out. That the administration is going to go after him. And sure enough, the headline at the Drudge Report, Space XXX.
Oh, wow.
Get it?
Yes.
Musk accused of sex harassment. There's five headlines. Cash payoff. Wild accusations. Tesla stock minus 44% for the year. The five headlines.
You know, I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to say this much. If you're in the rocket business, then you better run a serious operation and make sure everybody's all about that rocket and nobody's doing any fucking bullshit like this. You should go to work and you should think about that rocket and how nobody in that rocket wants to die in space.
Well, I mean,
keep your fucking hands to yourself.
I think they
don't
do
harass that. Your scientists.
Oh well, there's no guarantee there.
I don't know what the fuck went on, but keep your hands off everybody.
SpaceX, the aerospace firm founded by Elon Musk, the world's wealthiest man, paid a flight attendant $250,000 to settle a sexual misconduct claim against him in 2018.
Okay, I'm going to ask a serious question: is that a lot of money to Elon Musk? Okay.
The attendant worked as a member. Well, let's look it up.
I mean, it must not be. 250 grand.
Wait, shit. Let's ask Iris Siri. let me close some apps here. I got too much shit open. Okay. Yeah. How much does Elon Musk make per hour?
Jeez.
I find this on the web.
Ooh.
I find this on the web.
Yeah.
How much is by the minute?
Oh,
and by the hour we've
by
got
the minute.
Here.
God, I bet I could live off what he makes by the second. What does he make a minute?
Let's see.
How do we even fucking know? How do they know?
They just divide what his his
by
kind
a bunch of stupid
income
numbers.
Is by
right.
Yeah, by whatever.
So is he worth a lot of money?
You know what? It's giving me bullshit. It's linking me to. Apparently, he only makes 36 grand in salary at Tesla.
In an hour?
No. A year.
Oh.
But his
how
money
much does
is
Elon
in.
Musk make?
you yell at your Siri.
Oh yeah. How much does Elon Musk?
That's
make?
Why she doesn't answer you correctly.
I don't know. He makes $383 million or something. Fuck. Listen. You know, you got to talk to Siri and other robots like that because there is. I mean, I don't mean to be humanist, but we can't let these machines win. I let Siri know that I'm in charge. I am the sentient being, and that is the machine or the AI.
Between 2020 and 2021, it's estimated that he made an average of $432 million a day.
A day? A day? Oh, I'm going to take a day off. The fuck you are.
He
Holy
earns
shit.
An estimated $1.38 million.
Let me explain something.
Per hour. Per hour. So is 250,000.
It's crazy.
Would be one fifth of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody should just stop what they're doing.
So
run their job and go home.
The 250 grand he paid this flight attendant to keep her mouth shut is 12 minutes of his time.
God, and this guy was in the air doing, you know, shenanigans. God, go fuck yourself, Elon.
The attendant worked as a member of the cabin crew on a contract basis for SpaceX's corporate jet fleet.
They have a whole fleet.
She accused Musk of exposing his erect penis at her.
In the plane?
Rubbing her leg without consent and offering to buy her a horse in exchange for an erotic massage.
What kind of...
There's some amazing memes. Someone came up with
transaction is this?
Someone came up with the ultimate meme. They,
I have a horse for
it's
you.
The scene from, what's the movie where John Cusack holds the...
Say anything.
Say anything. Right, it's that scene where he's holding the boombox above his head. And it's Elon Musk's face holding a horse.
A fucking horse. Like,
oh, God. That's just brilliant.
What was the deal? She's like, let me rub your leg. You can have a horse?
Erotic massage. He would buy her a horse.
God.
The incident, which took place in 2016, is alleged in a declaration signed by a friend of the attendant prepared to support of her claim. The details in the story are drawn from declaration, blah, 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 blah. According to the declaration, the attendant confided to the friend that after taking the job, she was encouraged to get licensed as a masseuse so that she could give Musk massages.
Oh, my God, man. That's crazy. You know, listen, you got hired on this plane. You also got to rub down Elon in the air. How do you break that to somebody? Is there any other jobs I need to be aware of? Well, this is one job. Why does he have to have?
And I've had people say, "Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks." Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex, and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Elon, we found your party. Welcome to the Republicans, Elon. You'll fit right in. Oh, all the massages you can want. What says, a creep.
It says, oh. During one such massage in a private cabin on Musk's Gulfstream GC
fucking plane?
650, she told the friend that Musk propositioned her.
Okay.
After the insider broke the story, insider contacted Musk for comment. He emailed to ask for more time to respond and said, "There's a lot more to this story."
Ah, yeah.
Quote, "If I were inclined to engage in sexual harassment, this is unlikely to be the first time in my entire 30-year career it comes to light."
Well, he said, let's get digging, motherfucker.
Politically motivated hit.
Oh,
piece.
Yes, yes. Look at me. I'm going to climb up on this cross. Why do you have to do all this diddling in the air and shit like that and the propositioning? Why can't you do it on the ground? I mean, you know, I don't know, man. God, could you imagine the guy that's going to drive us to Mars? He can't go through one fucking flight without getting a hand job in his private cabin. Do you know how long you're going to be in hyperspace? In hypersleep? Guess what? On the way to Mars, I bet Elon's going to make people... You want to be an astronaut on the Mars ship? You better learn the erotic art of masseuse in space.
Pigs in space.
Yeah, he's a pig in space. I don't think you can massage people in space.
Why not?
Hello, we don't have any gravity anymore. All the gravity is gone. Everything's different.
Well, how can you? You could still rub people.
No, you can't. Not really.
What do you mean you can't?
Not the same way.
We can.
There's your muscles.
They need some anchoring.
I tell you what, man. It's just like if you take gravity out of the equation, a lot of things are different. Do you know that?
A lot. I would assume so. Yeah.
Like also too, if let's say you're getting a massage and you have oil rubbed into your skin. How does the oil stay on your skin without gravity? How is it not in lotions and things like... I never thought of that. How do you wash your hair?
Well, it's not gravity that holds lotion to your skin.
You don't think if you squirted out a bunch of lotion and you can put
it on... So if I put a lotion on my hand and turned it upside down, does the lotion all fly off of my hand in a film? Fall to the ground?
I've never tried that in a SpaceX cruiser.
The flight attendant told her friend that billionaire SpaceX and Tesla founder asked her to come to his room during a flight.
Flight? He's got a plane. God, Elon, some people don't have apartments big enough to have a room. They just live in a studio. Your plane has a room. God. Jeez. But is this... Yeah, get the parachute.
He asked her for a full body massage. When she arrived, the attendant found that Musk was completely naked except for a sheet covering the lower half of his body. During the massage, Musk, quote, exposed his genitals and then touched her and offered to buy her a horse if she would do more. Referring to the performance of sex acts.
It sounds like a fairy tale. It's so weird.
It is.
And offered to buy her a horse if he did yes. more. Oh, horse.
If you jack me off, I'll buy you a horse.
What kind of horse, Elon?
The attendant, who rides horses, declined and continued with the massage without engaging in any sexual conduct.
If you're a flight attendant on the Elon Musk Air, do you know that, I mean, they say you're encouraged to take massage classes?
She says.
Isn't that weird? When you hear that, I would be like, what? I'm a flight attendant. I don't rub people.
Yeah, it's fun flight.
What the fuck?
The friend said he whipped out his penis. It was erect. And he started propositioning her, like he touched her thigh and told her he would buy her a horse. And he basically tried to bribe her to perform some sort of sexual favor. She told her friend the story at the time.
God, Captain's Log, Stardate. This is an episode of Star Trek, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe Kirk.
Kirk, I'll buy you a horse.
Yeah. Uhura.
Elon. God, what a creep.
Said she figured things would just go back to normal and pretend like nothing happened, but she started to feel like she was receiving some sort of retaliation with her shifts cut back and was being pushed out.
Yeah. Jeez. Is that what happens when they don't, when the flight attendants don't want to rub Elon down? Do they just push him out?
SpaceX places a special emphasis on massages, it says, going so far as to employ in-house massage therapists as a perk for executives.
Oh, that's nice. It sounds more like a perk or somebody else's horror scene. All these SpaceX, all these fucking senior managers at SpaceX are running around with these space hard-ons. Chasing these masseuses around during lunch.
The friend said they encouraged her to get licensed as a masseuse, but on her own time, her own dime. They implied that she would get to fly more often if she were to do this, because she'd be able to give Elon proper massages.
Proper.
I thought that was kind of strange, because you weren't hired to be a masseuse. You were hired to be a flight attendant.
Yeah.
And if Elon likes massages, he should be paying for you to go to masseuse school.
Or Elon, if you like massages, go get a massage. If you like to get places on your plane, go in your plane, you fuck.
2018, she hired a California employment lawyer, sent a complaint to the company's HR department. At that time, the attorney's firm contacted the friend and asked her to prepare the declaration.
Right.
Her attorney. Her complaint was resolved quickly after a session with a mediator that Musk personally attended. The matter never reached a court of law or an arbitration proceeding. In November 2018, Musk, SpaceX, and the flight attendant entered into a severance agreement.
Oh!
Granting the attendant a $250,000 payment in exchange for promise not to sue over the claims.
Right.
The agreement also included a restrictive NDA.
Right.
And non-disparagement clauses barring her from ever discussing the payment or disclosing any information.
Yes. Non-disparagement.
Apparently,
please.
She's been outbid. This is probably somebody, some rich people saying, you know, look, we'll pay off your legal fees.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can't throw you in jail. It's an NDA.
Yeah. What's going on with these SpaceX executives? What the fuck kind of statement is that? We place a special emphasis on being rubbed down at SpaceX. Good, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Glad you fuckers are nice and relaxed. Fucking cares.
She said, you do become part of the machine that allows someone like Elon Musk to continue to do the horrible things that he's done by remaining silent. Non-disclosure agreements are crucial components of that machine. The friend said before she reached out to the insider, she called the attorney who represented the victim. The attorney told her that although she was free to speak to the press, sharing any documents from the case, including her own declaration, could put the flight attendant at legal risk.
Oh, so you can talk about it. You just can't share any I don't know, documents, whatever that would be. I don't know.
The primary concern was for her client. She recalled the attorney saying confidentiality provisions are bullshit,
yeah.
And that if any other women have been victimized by Musk, they ought to come forward.
Right. Why are there all these massage tables in this fucking plane? That's weird.
California, where SpaceX is headquartered, an adult state, no longer permits companies to require non-disclosure agreements.
Right.
They can't force you to a legal gag order.
That's insane. That's like saying, if I do something bad to you, you can't ever mention it. You can't ever say anything about it. What about the First Amendment?
Jerry Brown at the time signed into law the Stand Against Non-Disclosure Act, which bars the use of NDAs going forward in settlements involving sexual harassment, discrimination, or assault unless they're requested by the plaintiff.
Jerry Brown. Okay. Another adult politician.
Arnold didn't do that.
No. Florida had a fucking stroke for... I mean, God, I'm sorry. California had a stroke. Florida's still in the throes of...
Yeah,
of its disease.
What's going on here?
We're drunk and stupid and, you know, high on bath salts, apparently.
So there you go. I would assume there's probably going to be more coming out. But you never know.
Welcome to the GOP, Elon Musk! Get to riping! I'm leaving the Democratic Party. Me and my erect penis are getting on a plane, and I am demanding that I get drink service and rub down.
Now, I somewhere...
At 300 feet.
I don't know if this is accurate, but somewhere... Did he say he defies her to describe his penis or something like that?
I defy you to describe my penis! What?
I'm not sure. I thought I read that somewhere.
I defy you! I don't know about saying that, Elon. She's like, hand me a sketch pad. I defy you.
Well, no, that's my word.
Oh, shit, okay. It's funny, though.
Somewhere, yeah.
I don't know. Who didn't somebody describe Michael Jackson's penis or something? It was just like a horrible fucking moment.
Yes.
Oh my God. God, Elon, you're building a. You're supposedly taking us to Mars. You got this self-driving car you figured out and all this shit. You got that Hyperloop tube bullshit you're building, and now you're a big creep. You're just somebody, some other dick that's going to be described in a court document.
In a Thursday tweet following the story, he claimed the story should be viewed through a political lens.
Or maybe a wide angle lens. It is me penis. A political lens. Look at it through a political lens. Fuck you.
The attacks against me should be viewed through a political lens, but this is their standard despicable playbook. But nothing will deter me from fighting for a good future and your right to free speech. He sounds more like Trump every day.
Your right to free speech. Don't you build rockets.
And for the record, those wild accusations are utterly untrue. But I have a challenge to this liar who claims their friend saw me exposed. Describe just one thing, anything at all, scars, tattoos, that isn't known by the public. She won't be able to do so because it never happened.
Scars, tattoos, describe my penis. Is he going to represent himself? Well, wait, I guess they did an NDA. They did an agreement. Jeez.
Elon Musk.
Gee, I mean, you know, I guess, you know, the plane, you got to check, you got to make sure you got, do we have all the massage oils loaded up?
Coincidentally tweeting and predicting political hit pieces coming his way.
Right.
Just a couple days ago.
Is it true on the massage jet that they just have a line where they just plug a line into like the lotion bladder on the plane? It just fills up from the outside cistern or something.
I thought you meant like a milking machine. That
they have the milking machine.
Just plugs into. And
listen, Elon, really, we here at SpaceX, we put an emphasis on milking. We want everybody to have massages, so we made this creepy room in the plane.
It's Faithless Friday, everyone.
Jesus, do you like massages or...
Ginny Thomas in the news again.
Oh, insurrectionist.
With more.
Right.
Now we find out, this is, again, the Washington Post.
Yes.
Ginny Thomas, conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, pressed Arizona lawmakers after the 2020 election to toss aside Biden's win and choose, quote, a clean slate of electors. Just choose a clean slate of electors and let's get on with this.
Why? Okay. So Ginny Thomas, her title is in our government?
Nothing.
She's
an activist.
She's an activist who happens. Now, are we allowed to remember in this story that she's married to Clarence Thomas?
No, how dare you?
Okay. He's very disturbing.
That's very racist of you.
Is it?
That's what they'll say.
Why are you going after the word black judge?
I thought you guys liked racist shit.
The email sent by Jenny Thomas to a pair of lawmakers on November 9th, 3 days after the election,
yeah,
argued that legislators needed to intervene because the vote had been marred by fraud. Just days after media organizations called the race for Biden in Arizona and nationwide, she urged lawmakers to, quote, stand strong in the face of political and media pressure.
Yay!
The responsibility to choose electors is yours and yours alone.
Okay.
And you have the power to fight back against fraud.
Jesus. Why did you think... The crazy thing is, did Jenny Thomas think that this would work? Her words?
Yeah. She sent the messages via an online platform designed to make it easy to send pre-written form emails. So she, like, MailChimped the same form email to all of these elected officials in all these different states.
Hey, no one's like, none of her friends or anybody close there said, hey, Jenny, this is kind of getting nuts, don't you think?
The messages show that, this is the Washington Post, the messages show that Thomas, a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, was more deeply involved in the effort to overturn Biden's win than has previously been reported. In sending the emails, she played a role in the extraordinary scheme to keep Trump in office by substituting the will of legislatures for the will of voters.
She was trying to get people to get new electors.
The email said, quote, Article 2 of the United States Constitution gives you an awesome responsibility to choose our state's electors. Please take action to ensure that a clean slate of electors is chosen.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm confused. Did she take a moment, like, before all this? It's because if I'm Jenny Thomas, I'm putting all this shit together, and it just seems like to me it's related to a lot of constitutional shit. Maybe I run it past this person I'm married to who is a SCOTUS. Would my SCOTUS husband help me put this shit together that I'm saying in my MailChimp?
I don't know.
I mean, because maybe it's spell check crazy that it's like these ideas are flying around her house.
Right. And then he voted. And remember, SCOTUS. There was one Trumpy election-related vote that was 8-1. Yes. Where they said, we're not going to even look at this. And the one dissenter who said, yeah, let's take a look at overturning the election was Clarence fucking Thomas.
What is this? Is our democracy poisoned?
Yeah. I mean, arguably, it's always been kind of ill. But it's
bitten by a black mamba.
They're not hiding it anymore now.
Everything's necrotizing and falling off. Hopefully we'll get the anti-venom.
You get it when you say, hey, this is a democracy. And they go, we're not a democracy. We're a republic.
All right. Listen, man.
Of democratically elected representatives.
Sometimes with these dumb dickheads, it's like, do I want to argue your Hannity logic or whatever right-wing nut job fuck nut your whatever bullshit they made you think that you thought of? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you feel like you argue with people about politics out and about. It's like, am I talking to you or Tucker?
Well, I saw another one of those people that goes out and interviews people at Trump rallies and things like that. And there was one that, I might have saved that one. Oh, I did. They're so stupid. Here's one. This is one of those, people that bravely goes and interviews Trumpists at Trump rallies. Listen to this guy. Where is this? 9 minutes, I said. Okay.
He's for the death penalty. He believes abortion's murder. You do the math.
So, big news, Roe v. Wade. Looks like it's going to be overturned.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to that?
So, No, that's great. That was horrible, you know, horrible ruling in the first place. And all they've done is muddy it up since then. So I think it's about time.
Okay. And then in your ideal country, what would the rules / laws be on people getting abortions?
Everybody has the right to life. Life starts at conception. It's science. You know, this is a human life. Okay? We should protect life, always.
And the punishment if you got an abortion?
What do you think? When you take a life, an innocent life, should be murder.
It should be murder. You didn't say you should be murdered? Like, should the person get death penalty? Yes? You think people should get the death penalty for having an abortion?
You know what happens when, say, for instance, a guy kicks a woman in the stomach? He gets a murder sentence in many states for the death of that child.
So there you go.
It's not...
They want a woman who gets an abortion to be put to death.
Yeah, because you see what happens to that guy that kicked the woman in the stomach?
You're right. That happens all the time. All the time.
This guy is just some fuckhead that got interviewed, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. These are morons.
Sometimes I forget who we're listening to, and I think, oh, this is just some fuckhead. And you're like, no, he's in the Congress.
Yeah, no, these are morons at a Trump rally.
Oh, that's nice that this guy's not in office. That's good. What a fucking moron. I mean, they've been muddying up the waters for years. I don't really know that it's about life. I think it's more of about subjugating women. I don't know.
Instructive moment. Here's another woman who feels that the election was stolen from Donald Trump.
And then 2020, you think it was stolen?
Yes.
From Trump?
For sure.
And what makes you believe that?
I believe it. When I registered to vote here in Austin, the registrar in Austin, Texas, man, when I was changing states, and she was laughing at me like a week and a half before the election, going, ha ha, this election's already been decided. I was in the car. I had a witness. I'm a caregiver. I was driving.
So she gets like an Uber, and some asshole said, ha ha, it's already been decided. So that's her proof. I've got a witness who heard someone say that it's already been decided.
We are fucking insane.
I would hurt somebody. I would have been decided. Game, set, match.
Hey, man.
Libs.
Yeah. You've been owned. That's what they like. Is that what this is about, owning the libs?
But apparently even people like Jenny Thomas at the highest echelon.
I don't understand how
bought into it.
It makes me it's disturbing that she thinks that she would have that influence. I mean, she's not reaching out to people because she thinks she is not going to help.
Right. Yeah. Also in the news. What is this? Oh boy. Doug Mastriano, this new awesome candidate the Republicans have put forth.
Yeah. Speaking of the insurrection, right?
Yeah. Literally, he was there and he literally went past the barricades. He didn't go in the building, says he, but he did go past the barricades.
He's running as a. What's his party? What party is he in? I'm kidding.
He's National Socialist Party.
The Republicans.
Of Germany.
Yeah. He's running as a Republican candidate, and he stormed the Capitol.
Listen to his...
What the fuck?
They found out his master's thesis. 2 decades before he was Republican nominee for the Pennsylvania governor, Doug Mastriano warned in a master's thesis that the U.S. was vulnerable to a, quote, left-wing Hitlerian push. That would begin with the dismantling of the U.S. military and end with the destruction of the country's democracy.
Okay, you are gaslighting us, Mastriano. That's gaslighting.
This is his fucking...
But that's what they're doing. Yeah.
What was his professor teaching these people? His thesis written in 2001 when he was a major at the Air Force's Air Command and Staff College is highly unusual for its doomsaying and fearful point of view, and its prediction that only the U.S. military could save the country from the depredations of the country's morally debauched civilian leaders.
How does that even work? The guy thinks the country's too debaucherous, so what, you send in tanks?
Yeah.
Mastriano. Who gave you a master's degree with that shit?
In his thesis, he adopts the point of view of a colonel living in 2018, 17 years in the future at the time.
Yes.
And has taken refuge in an isolated cavern in the George Washington National Forest.
Go fuck every
survivalist porn.
Your master's is a shitty fucking end of the world TV script.
The military's collapse, in his telling, allowed a left-wing leader obsessed with political correctness backed militarily by the United Nations.
God.
And European Union to rise to power in a struggle that led to the deaths of millions of Americans.
God. I'm sorry. A politically correct... So a far left leader that's
obsessed with political correctness. Here's some of the writing. Domestically, life was bleak with a rampant drug culture, hedonism, and a plethora of alternate religions dominating the American youth.
A plethora.
We were a people without vision or direction.
This is a fucking thesis, by the way.
This is a lunatic Christo-fascist who wants to use the military to impose his Jesus bullshit on all the rest of us.
And he was a student at a military school when he wrote this. That's what it
is. Yeah.
who? Okay. I guess if there's no commas or no comma splices or incorrect grammar, then it passes. It doesn't matter that it's wacko.
The document displays a disgust for anyone who doesn't hold his view that homosexuality is a form of aberrant sexual conduct and presages the worldview that has led Mastriano to blame rampant fraud for Donald Trump's 2020 defeat.
Yeah.
And it caused him to join the crowd headed toward the Capitol on January 6th.
Hey, man. Jeez, man, he's headed to the Capitol and he is playing out in his mind his dumb thesis that he wrote so many years ago. Right?
Yeah.
Did you write it? I mean, sometimes, and no offense, Doug, and other Republicans that might be listening to this show, but sometimes you guys cheat, right? Somebody else might have written this, like Melania.
Oh, sure.
Stole Michelle's speech.
As a state senator and candidate... Oh, I thought you meant Melania wrote it for him.
No, yeah.
A state senator and candidate for governor, Mastriano has vowed to decertify voting machines in counties... where he suspects the results are rigged.
There's black people
there
here.
There you go. He asserts that the Pennsylvania's majority Republican legislature should have the right to just choose which presidential electors they want to send to Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wants to get rid of the vote.
Get rid of
voting. For president.
Right.
And allow the state legislature to choose.
Just let your local fascists?
Yeah.
How do you think that would go for here? I mean, or any, the whole South. That's not a good idea, Doug. Wait, you're a Nazi. You might like that. And by the way, didn't Melania do two Michelle Obama speeches? I believe so.
Well, one and like a sentence of another one or something.
Okay. Jeez.
The paper was written in response to a 1992 essay by some asshole, Lieutenant Colonel Dunlap, who took point of view of a retired military officer 20 years in the future, who had been jailed for joining the resistance to a successful military coup.
Okay.
Oh, I see. His award-winning, so we like this guy, his award-winning essay highlighted the military's worrisome drift into civilian affairs.
Right.
And the tendency of the country to view the armed forces as America's most and perhaps only trusted arm of government.
Oh.
So he was like, we got to make sure we stay separate and under civilian authority, not be looked up to by civilians.
Right, right.
Because that means that they will welcome with open arms the fascism and the goose-stepping army walking through the neighborhoods. The neighbor back there was like, I can't wait till they put that new park in, and they're not going to put any basketball nets in there. We don't want that. But
it's like
then hopefully we'll get more police.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get more police patrolling.
More cops? What? You know, it's fun. That neighborhood wants more cops. For what?
To keep the black people out. That's what he was telling me. He said they don't want basketball nets in the park.
God.
Because we know that attracts.
Jeez. It's a park. We don't want to make this park something that people would like to use and enjoy. We don't want to put picnic tables up.
Black people would want to use and enjoy.
That's true. These dumb racists.
Why
don't they move to Idaho, where you just have like random bands of fascists with guns roaming about the countryside?
So there you go. The guy that the Republicans are putting up for governor of Pennsylvania.
He's a wacko.
Or senator. Is
that's governor.
Governor, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And Fetterman is running against Dr. Oz?
That's still up in the air.
I'm not, as a person
too close to call
him. Are we allowed to call him Dr. Oz? We can't, because he's not really Dr. Oz.
He is a doctor.
No. They said in that campaign that Dr. Oz cannot refer to himself as a doctor because he's not, for some reason. He has to refer to himself as Emmett Oz, whatever his name is. He can't say Dr. Oz.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I remember
he's
that
an
story.
Actual doctor. I remember them something about that.
A doctor of what? Like
he's like an intern. Doctor. He's like an MD. He's like a real doctor. Yeah.
I thought he couldn't call himself Dr. Oz in the on the campaign. Like he's like
maybe they wouldn't do that at a like an event, like at a debate or something. Like he wanted to be Dr. Oz, and they're like, we're not going to say you're Dr. Oz,
right?
So there you go. That's
maybe somebody owns his name, like in the WWE. You know, you can't keep your name. Maybe Dr. Oz can't call himself that. Somebody owns it.
Thanks for joining this lovely Friday.
Yay. It's actually thanks for listening.
It's becoming quite Florida here, actually, with the humidity.
It's getting hot.
And et cetera.
When does China start shooting hurricanes at us?
Right. Yeah. I have this clip here. Where the fuck is it?
You've been hacked.
Here we go.
AI wants to replace the Holy Ghost. It's actually getting us ready for that false trinity where it
AI, Ryan, AI is going to replace the Holy Ghost.
Why? Right. Well, that
this is GOP congressional nominee. Oh! And MAGA pastor Leon Benjamin.
Damn, Leon. Wow.
I don't get these black MAGA pastors. There's a couple of them out there.
Yeah. What?
I really don't get that.
Are you guys familiar with the Republican Party at all?
Right. I mean,
it's really not great.
AI wants to replace the Holy Ghost. It's actually getting us ready for that false trinity where it's the what? The beast, the false prophet, and the image of the beast. So that's what AI is going to turn into, the image of the beast that that the false prophet causes the people to bow down to and to worship for those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
No, oh, fucking hey. A lot of questions.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hey, get Goat Boy. I got some questions.
How does the lamb hold the pen?
Oh, I don't know. That's in his asshole, I think. Oh, yeah. It's yeah, the lamb's blood alive. Is it actually a lamb riding down in the book of life, or is it the blood? No.
Lamb's book of life.
I thought everything written in the lamb's book of life was written in blood.
I don't know. I don't. We don't have the lamb's book in the Catholics.
No, this is not our thing. We have this.
I don't think the Catholics have a lamb's book.
That's the one thing you guys don't have. You have everything else. You don't have the lamb's book of life. Please. That sounds so Catholic to me. How many lambs does it take to fill up one book? How many lambs you got to bleed? Because I thought the lamb's book of life was written in the blood of a fucking
what
lamb.
What does it mean when your name is written in the lamb's book of life?
To me,
I can't believe I'm
Oh, Revelations 20:12.
Woo.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works.
Right.
That's something to do with the, that's the book.
So there's nothing about blood in there.
The name's written in the life of the Lamb. Something, Revelation 13:8.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the beast, they mean.
Ooh, yes.
Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Slain from the fountain of the world. Well,
what is the fountain? Okay, boy, good.
The Lamb was slain.
Right.
From the fountain. Well, trying to translate.
What is the fountain of the world mean?
This mushroom water? Fantasy of Revelation. Of some guy in 200 AD got a hold of some mescaline.
Well, I mean, it is a lot different than the rest of the book. I mean, there's weird shit. In the Bible, like all the parting of the sea and this killing of all the people and the sons and the making the woman from a rib is weird. But Revelations is a whole nother level, right?
Yeah, it's utterly cray.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, there's only three now. Elon had to sell one for a hand job.
The name of every human to be born of the flesh was written in the book of life by God at the foundation of the world. God will give the book to the one for whom it was always intended, his son Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Nine!
And it becomes the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
By this, God reveals his plan for all creation. This, I feel like I'm, as Bilbo traveled to Mordor.
Come on, motherfuckers!
It is also crazy. It's just also strange to me.
Hey, Pope, explain this shit. Someone must be able to. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. Does it? Who's in the Lamb's? Am I in the Lamb's Book of Life? Are you in the Lamb's Book of Life?
I wouldn't think I'm in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to what I'm reading right now. Mm-hmm. Oh. Those not found in the Lamb's Book of Life are raised to judgment.
Fuck off! Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Judge this.
Coming forth with bodies not clothed in the flesh. Oh, not clothed in the flesh of Jesus, and souls never made alive in him. They are cast into the lake of fire.
Oh no.
The second death, for the eternal destruction of both body and soul, to never know God or his love.
Is there any way we can streamline this process?
It's all so strange.
So wait, I lose my skin and then I get thrown in a lake of fire? That's what it said.
Those found in the Lamb's Book of Life are raised in life.
Yay! Good choice.
Coming forth with immortal, imperishable, non-flesh bodies.
Oh, look at me. I'm made of vinyl.
They are joined to those betrothed to Jesus in the New Jerusalem.
Oh, boy.
Then, putting on new flesh, taken from the glorified Son of Man.
Give me your skin, Jesus. I'm new flesh. I qualify. Give me your fucking skin right now. Give it to me.
Seriously, who?
And I get to be with somebody you're married to, I guess.
This shit was like the Stephen King of 113 AD.
It was like Dean Koontz. Yeah.
And they turned it into a religion.
Right. They did. I mean, it's like, that's the process of how people burn in hell, right?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I missed that part. Do you remember reading that part? You lose your skin and then they drop you in a lake of fire.
I mean, I remember the lake of fire stuff, but I don't, you know.
What did we do that was so fucking bad that you end up, we go through this whole life. You have to look at this whole life I led. Well, sorry, you're not in this book. You were going to take your skin and they could throw you in a lake of fire. That's it? That's it. Fine, then.
You voted for people that kill babies and you...
You're right.
And you're okay with gay people touching each other.
Get out the paring knife. Take my skin, stupid. Time to burn
it's
me.
Time for a flan.
Woo!
In his love.
Yeah, the religion, man. It's like you got to turn it down a notch all over the place. It's really fucked up. Stupid.
And who was, I forgot the name of the, Saruman. Do you remember the other wizard?
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, that's not in the Bible, right?
The other wizard from, there may be a Saruman. In the, but in Lord of the Rings, the bad wizard, Gandalf's buddy.
Which British person played that? Who played Saruman? Some British guy.
Christopher Lee.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Play Saruman?
I don't know.
Saruman in Saruman. The movie.
What British person is going to be here at Pensacon next year?
Christopher Lee.
Oh, yeah, Christopher Lee. He was great. Saruman was great.
The late, great Christopher Lee.
Right.
Well, in a similar paralleling, really, the story of that, one of the Catholic Church's top wizards,
okay,
Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione.
Hey.
Salvatore.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
He has decided that he is casting a spell at Nancy Pelosi and will no longer allow her to eat the desiccated flesh of the Lord.
Ah, shit.
And is crossing her name out of the Lamb's book, I'll bet.
Oh, fuck, Nancy. That's not fair. But wait, wait. She impeached Donald Trump twice. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't buy her any favors.
After numerous attempts to speak with Speaker Pelosi to help her understand the grave evil she is perpetrating, the scandal she is causing, and the danger to her own soul she is risking, I have determined that she is not to be admitted to Holy Communion. Dun, dun,
oh
dun!
Oh my God! Somebody tell Nancy, is she upset? Do you think Nancy is upset about this?
God.
Who's allowed to have Holy Communion? How many people do you let have Holy Communion that rape children?
But this motherfucker is breaking the Pope's rule.
Oh.
Because the Pope said, we don't agree with abortion, but we do not prevent people from seeking the host or whatever. And he told these bishops and these asshole, some of these conservative asshole cardinals here in the United States, ixnay on the we're not going to give the cookie because like Biden's bishop was suggesting that, and the Pope was
that's
like, "Don't
leverage.
You fucking dare!" Yeah,
that see that's what the church understands, leverage. That's what we.
It's not the church; it's these American rogues that don't like these liberal popes that are starting to come around. Like they hated JP1. Because he was like the cool young pope that skied and shit and wanted to modernize the church.
Do you think if the Pope withheld Joe Manchin's cookie until he agreed to vote for Build Back Better, is that a good strategy?
I don't know if Manchin's a Catholic.
Yeah. No. He's on his boat a lot. Not giving a fuck.
Somebody responded, is this you? Newly appointed San Francisco Archbishop arrested for DUI in San Diego. A few years ago. This you?
Is it?
That's him, yeah.
Wow. Hey, are you still allowed to have the host, you fuck? I mean, you had a DUI. Isn't that serious? Do you still get the host?
So, I mean, this is going against the Pope's wishes and orders, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
What goes on with that? So,
oh, yeah.
That's why Holy Communion was trending. I was like, what the fuck? Why is Holy Communion trending?
That's funny.
But it's because the church.
Listen, man, it's leverage, right? They're like anybody that is anti-abortion, we could say that is whatever they say, pro. What do they call it? Anti-life? Anti. What are the.
Forced birth?
We call it forced birth.
Yeah.
But what do they call it?
Pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion, yeah. Whatever.
It's bad enough for him.
Is that what they're going to do?
Baby killers.
They're going to say if you vote for pro-abortion laws or whatever, you won't get a cookie and you won't be a, you're going to take. Now, is an American politician, are we allowed to take out Democrats? So now any Democrat that supports any pro-women's bills, do they get taken out of the book alive?
Maybe.
Jeez.
Yeah,
Let me understand something.
Skin getting ripped off for you.
I'm sorry. So hell is going to be full of Democrats. And it's not going to be anything but heaven, but like
Matt Gaetz. Who the hell wants to go to heaven then?
Yeah, no, thank you. It's not safe up there.
The San Francisco Archbishop issued a notice today. He will no longer allow Nancy Pelosi to receive communion, escalating the feud with the Catholic Democrat over abortion politics.
No, fuck that, Nancy. Go to church. Take that cookie from that motherfucker and you eat it. You say, hey, listen, you motherfucker, you put me in the book of life right now.
He wrote that he had warned Pelosi in April that she must either repudiate her support for abortion rights or not refer to her Catholicism in justifying them.
Fuck this!
And she declined to meet with him. She's telling the fuck off.
Yeah, if I'm Nancy, I'm saying, you know what? I'm out of the book of life. Fuck you! You're out of the book of life. I pulled some strings. No more cookie for you.
I am hereby notifying you, you are not to present yourself for Holy Communion, and should you do so, you are not to be admitted to Holy Communion until such time as you publicly repudiate your advocacy for the legitimacy of abortion and confess and receive absolution of this great sin in the sacrament of penance.
Go take your funny hat and shove it up your asshole. You're talking about the Speaker of the House of the United States of America. If she wants her cookie from the Catholic Church, she's going to wrench it from your pervy little fingers, you fuck. Right.
How many Bishop Glazed altar boys are out there?
Yes! Yes! Hi, this is Nancy Pelosi. Tell the Pope to call me right fucking now! Hey, I'm getting my cookie.
The Pope's against this.
Oh, I bet. I bet Nancy Pelosi knows the Pope. I bet they're fucking friends. I bet they talk.
She's met the Pope, yeah.
I bet she knows the Pope. She talks to the guy. Why his phone number? What's wrong with this dumb fucking bishop, she says. And the Pope apologizes.
Who is the Trumpist that broke out crying when he met the Pope?
There are so many things.
God, I remember that story. Really? There was one member of the administration that like lost his shit because of meeting the Pope. I can't remember now.
I mean, this is an unreal story. This person, this Catholic fuck can eat a...
Oh, they can all... Well, yeah.
Really, fuck off.
Eat another dick.
Yeah, eat a lot of them. It's just, you know... What if we take your name out of the life book then? How do you like that? Flip the script.
So, fuck you, Catholic Church. Seriously. Long
so can
and
I... I mean, if this is the case, if you could just... If a Catholic person can just deny a cookie... Does that mean they actually can keep, they decide who gets into heaven and who doesn't?
Well, yeah, it's been that way for millennia.
That's not constitutional.
Why is Mike Lindell trending? This story was
yesterday. I mean, I don't know, dude. We do a Mike Lindell story every fucking day. I'll tell you why. Because he's a big, dumb fucking idiot. He can't keep his mouth shut.
Is this the same story or is this a different lawsuit? It says the lawsuit was tossed, but I think it might be...
A different one.
No, it's the same one. Mike Lindell sanctioned over frivolous election lawsuits.
Dumb fuck.
I think
fuck.
It's the exact same one.
Wow. We don't even know.
He was ordered to pay legal fees and costs incurred by a voting technology firm he accused in a frivolous lawsuit. Federal judge yesterday imposed sanctions on Lindell... His former lawyers, as part of a decision throwing out his defamation lawsuits against Dominion Voting System and Smartmatics. And he tried to sue them for defamation.
Oh, okay.
Saying, how dare you?
That's right.
Say that my lies about you are lies.
Mike Lindell's like Trump. If he would just sit in a room by himself all day, not doing anything, his life would be better.
The court agrees with Smartmatic that Lindell has asserted at least some groundless claims. More than one claim falls on the frivolous side of the line.
Frivolous.
More than one. Lindell said in a phone call, he'll decide later whether to appeal. because he's busy right now challenging the continued use of Dominion and Smartmatic voting machines across the U.S.
Whatever the judge thinks, that's his opinion. I've got lawyers doing more important things, like removing these machines from every state.
Mike! He's talking about the 2020 election still, right?
Kind of, but now he's pretending that he's now pivoting to making sure that he's running from state to state and making sure they don't right. use those evil right. machines.
Well, it's a little late in the day. I mean, you know, I don't know. It must be amazing to be Mike Lindell, and you're the one guy that has it figured out. It's amazing. It's like, it kind of makes sense in a way. The guy that invented the most comfortable pillow ever, the best pillow on the planet, also figured out that the election was rigged, and he has the receipts.
Well, yeah.
That's the world. Does he walk around thinking that? That must be his world. He actually thinks he's the one guy that figured it out. How do you even reason with that person? How are you in the same room with Michael and somebody like Mike Lindell at any point? Guy must be impossible.
He announced he's filing a second preliminary injunction to remove voting machines from American cities in Alabama. On Wednesday, during an interview on Lindell TV, he stated, "For tomorrow, we're spending all day in Alabama. I'll be in three different cities. We're bringing the preliminary injunction to Alabama to get rid of these machines."
You're going to Alabama. You're delivering injunctions. Can't you email that shit?
In a post shared on his official Getter account.
Getter.
Because he's off Twitter.
I don't even know.
Stated, "Alabama, terminate the machines."
Terminate this. You're on Getter. I guess they're all on Getter, right?
I guess. I mean, and I think he's on Truth Social too, right? But nobody.
Are there seven people on Getter?
I don't know. I don't know who people are on Getter. I don't think there's a lot.
There's not a lot of people on Truth Social.
Correct.
They're still on Facebook and Twitter, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
Telegram is popular, but that's not exclusively right-wing nut jobs.
Well, yeah. Parler is still around, I think.
Parler is all right-wing nut jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Nazis.
Right. Oh, okay.
Like open.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that every reptilian's a sodomite, but all sodomites are reptilians.
Okay.
Okay? You're going to see that as we go through this. Now, here's the thing.
This is a preacher at the Shield of Faith Baptist Church.
Who are reptiles?
The evil people.
Okay. I hate snakes and shit like that.
You're a faithful Catholic.
That is ridiculously loud.
That sounds like dark MAGA.
Thanks, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Meaning you believe everything the church teaches?
Yes.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
So you are, you see that the use of contraception is against natural moral law.
Yes.
Is destructive, a doorway to abortion, blah, blah, and all that and everything else.
Yes.
You see the whole, everything going on with Roe, for example, right now, and all the left, becoming completely uncorked, losing their minds. The question, they're saying, they're coming after your gay marriage next. They're coming after your birth control after that and everything else. Well, you know what? Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is that crazy radical Catholic channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Of lunatic hardcore conservative Catholics that are just as Christo fascist as the ridiculous it Pentecostals. And this guy says it out loud. He's interviewing Trump endorsed state representative candidate Jackie Eubanks.
Oh.
For the Michigan legislature.
Yes.
This is the one who's going, oh, yeah. Ah, Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those rubber things on your penis. Oh, oh, get rid of it.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you do this? Why don't, when it's time to have sex, you have to check your genitals out of a county facility, and then you can have them for a little bit.
Oh, they'd be okay with that.
And then you have to return them.
Well, the women.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Not the men.
No, no, no. You can take your penis wherever you
want.
Let's
not get crazy.
Oh, you got to check your vagina at the state line.
Control after that and everything else. Well, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we need to make a plain statement of fact, which is the reason why the West is great is because Western civilization's underpinning is Christianity. You. Western civilization's underpinning is Christianity. You cannot have a successful society outside of the Christian moral order.
Well,
tell geez. That to the Hindus, to the to the Chinese, to all these societies, and but nothing. There's no successful society that doesn't follow Jesus.
Isn't our society, the underpinning of our society is mainly like racism and the underpinning? Like, what do they mean? Like, what our society was built on? Slaves.
Well, yeah, and that's the law, the lie, again, that they perpetuate. That, again, tell us, Christians, how many of your Ten Commandments are actually in our laws?
Yeah.
Two and a half.
And
two
me,
and a half.
Right.
Don't kill, don't steal. And don't lie sometimes.
And to me, the ridiculous part is we had slaves. Our country was built with slaves.
Happily, proudly.
Was built with slaves, with people that were owned. I guess you could say our underpinning was Christianity, but to me, it seemed more about, like, slavery.
Yes.
And racism. And white supremacy. I don't know.
Christianity. You cannot have a successful society outside of the Christian moral order. And things like abortion and things like gay marriage are outside of the Christian moral order. And they lead to chaos and destruction and a culture of death.
I'm sorry. The things that are inside of the Christian moral order are a little terrifying from what I've learned.
Lead to chaos and destruction and a culture of death.
Hey, listen.
Culture of death.
Jeez. The culture of death? That's
if anybody's
you.
A death cult, yeah, it's these crazy
you motherfuckers.
Christians.
Hey, gear up for the coke and the orgy sex parties.
Who literally worships a zombie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the
ultimate
and
zombie.
They lead to chaos and destruction and a culture of death, which is why we're seeing that today. We have abandoned the Christian moral order as a nation. And we are reaping that destruction.
How do you answer the local press person who might be your age and just sees you as some loony who that she wants to take away your birth control?
Well,
in the state of Michigan.
Sure. So
I would say
who wants to see you as the loony you are that wants to take away your birth control.
That person understands the situation.
Well,
in the state of Michigan.
Sure. So I guess we have to ask ourselves, would that ever come to a vote in the Michigan state legislature? And if it should, I would have to side with it should not be legal.
She's talking about contraception.
God.
Like rubbers. Not just the ones that they think kill babies, like IUDs and morning after pills. They're talking about condoms. They're talking about birth control pills.
So I guess she's in charge. All of a sudden she would call up a Walgreens to say, listen, I don't know if you guys knew, but condoms are now illegal. So take them off the shelf along with any birth control you might have in the pharmacy.
And we want a list of anyone that might have bought some recently.
We need a list of people that bought condoms. Florida's like, here, there's two. Two people bought condoms today.
To a vote in the Michigan state legislature. And if it should, I would have to side with it should not be legal. And I think that people believe that birth control is it's better, like you said, because, oh, then you won't get pregnant and you won't need to have an abortion. But I think that it gives people the false sense of security that they can have consequence-free sex. And that's not true and it's not correct.
Consequence-free sex. It's not true. It's not correct.
Why do you say correct like that? What does she
it's
say?
It's correct.
Correct. It's not correct. What is correct sex? What you... You can't have
missionary position.
But you can't have
only to have children under the bonds of marriage.
Oh yeah, give me a consequence. Ooh, give me a consequence.
Whenever your husband wants to do it.
No, there's no consequence-free sex. Not in this country. Pow, pow, pow.
Then you won't get pregnant and you won't need to have an abortion, but I think that it gives people the false sense of security that they can have consequence-free sex, and that's not true and it's not correct. Sex ought to be between one man and one woman in the confines of marriage.
And open to life.
And open to life, absolutely.
And open to life, he said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And open to life, absolutely.
That last part is very creepy.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And open to life, meaning...
Right. In other words, every time you put your dick in there, you're hoping for a baby.
Consequence-free sex. God, I mean.
And it's not correct. And it's not correct.
What is this person's life like? I mean, God. Do you have a, does this person live in a time warp or something where you put people's heads in a stock and you threw tomatoes at them if they said fuck or something?
Sure, yeah. Sounds great to them.
Where is she from?
Michigan.
Okay. Oh, God.
Endorsed by Trump.
Jeez, man. Wait a second. He wants Trump. I think Trump has our former president had consequence-free sex. Trump.
Yeah, and probably dozens of abortions that he funded.
Yeah, he funded. And Trump, I just want to say, for all those abortions that you did go through with and you funded, thank you. Thank you. Because the ones that you didn't fund and didn't go through, I got to say, Ivanka, didn't work out so great. That might have been a mistake. Don Jr., same. Eric, same. I'm just saying because they skim money off the top of a cancer fucking charity for children, right? Eric,
yes.
Eric.
Well, they all
they all
are
did.
Banned, yeah.
Okay, then you should have not had any of those children. Well, I don't know about Tiffany or the. Well, this is another one I can't remember. May have those two, but the those three. Horrible.
Yeah.
That's definitely not consequence-free sex. I mean, if you have sex with somebody and you create a Don Jr., that is a consequence. Or if you have sex with somebody and you commit, create Trump, well, that's gross.
And in case you've got some cash laying around, a 1955 Mercedes-Benz 300 SLR Uhlenhaut Coupe.
Nine!
Sold at secret auction in Germany for $142 million.
This is like Hitler's fucking car or some shit like this. Whose car is this?
55.
Oh, 55. How much?
$142 million.
How many doors?
I don't know.
Two-door car.
Who the fuck cares?
It's no backseat.
Oh, it's two. It's a two-door.
Oh, that's nice. Is it ready?
It's a little sporty.
Can I see what it looks like?
A little sporty thing. With gull wings. It's a cool-looking little car, but...
Let me tell you, when those doors get stuck, it can look like a fucking idiot. And the doors won't come down.
So there you go. It's extraordinary rarity.
Yes.
Of these cars.
$150 million.
There were only nine made.
Oh.
Well, and only two were the special SLR Uhlenhaut coupes like this one.
Right. Did you get it? Did they finance this deal with them or did you just pay cash up front? Yeah.
So somebody had $142 million right. Sitting around to buy a fucking car.
You know what? I'm taking this thing to rim time, and I'm going to finance some rims so my tires can look good.
Just not fair.
It's this fucking car.
Yeah.
Fuck that. God. Sell that car and donate the money somewhere. It's a stupid fucking car. Toss the car in the ocean. Let the fish live in it. I don't know.
$100 million.
Why?
$142 million for a car.
Does it have Bluetooth? I mean, does it
no.
It's old and shit. How do I play the music from my fucking iPhone on it? I bet that's the thing. I bet it's nearly impossible to... I bet there's not an aux cable. I bet there's not an aux cable! Is there an aux cable?
No, absolutely not. This is a 1955.
Put one in so I can listen to my music for $100 billion. Shit. Just put your earbuds in. Oh, look.
Maybe it was Jay Leno.
My doors did open up. I accidentally opened up my door in the McDonald's drive-thru. I took out the fucking...
Right. I mean, there's $75 million.
Hey, shut that door. It's good. Oh, fuck. How do you roll the windows down? I mean, I guess the whole door just opens up.
Oh, I don't know if the windows open on them.
Does it have some cars? Might be an issue. Most cars these days have drink holders in the door, set in the door, right? And normal cars, not to judge, the doors just open outward. And it's like they don't open upside down. But if you have drink holders in this fucking car, and the door's open like that, your drink's going to spill out all over the fucking place just as you're getting out to have your night on the town.
We also have, as the, this is another one of these assholes.
Right.
Hey, look, I preached a whole sermon before why I am a feminist. Because I am a feminist. Because I like women being feminine.
Oh, there you go.
Ha, 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 ha. Good one, stupid.
That's from Stronghold, not one word, like Stronghold.
Stronghold.
Two words, Stronghold Baptist Church.
Oh, my gosh. Stronghold. Meet me down there at a truck stop off Route 118 on Wednesday night after church.
Because it is, frankly, inconvenient. Human persons, from their earliest days, poisoned in the womb and dismembered, torn limb from limb. Bodies thrown in medical waste bins and in...
Did you practice that?
No.
Limb. Bodies thrown in medical waste bins and in places like Washington, D.C., burned to power the lights of the city's homes.
She's saying they are burning baby parts to light the houses in Washington, D.C. Needless to say, this is not true.
Hey, we gotta power our lights too. Send some of them fetal parts over. Oh man, they're like dilithium crystals.
This is Catherine Glenn Foster, president and CEO of Americans United for Life.
This is the president and CEO of an organization that just said...
Americans United for Life.
But she believes in the science that the dead babies are fueling lamps.
Yes. Burned... Well,
because it is, frankly, inconvenient.
Oh.
Human persons, from their earliest days... poisoned in the womb and dismembered, torn limb from limb. Bodies thrown in medical waste bins and in places like Washington, D.C., burned to power the lights of the city's homes and streets. Let that image sink in with you for a moment. The next time you turn on the light, think of the incinerators.
Next time you turn on the light, you're flicking little Billy's dead nose. Yeah.
I gotta turn the dryer on. I'm gonna kill like 12
Yeah,
babies.
How many does it take for a microwave pizza?
But you know the thing about
I gotta run in the back, get the pitchfork, and toss some more babies into the fire.
I saw this. This is at a hearing, though.
This is at a congressional hearing.
In like, what do you mean congressional? In like
Senate.
In like the country or some Here. Weird state, not some no. weird state. Is it America?
Think of the incinerators. Ooh. Think of what we're doing to ourselves, so callously and so numbly. Always and everywhere, numbly? The convictions of pro-abortion activists are damaging. Are deadly and are devastating to the fabric of American democracy. To speak for the violent, as it is, frankly, inconvenient. Oh, that's loop.
So there you go.
Frankly, inconvenient.
Fetus-powered street lamps.
Fetus-powered street lamps. Jeez, man. Boy, I feel like she stole that from an info commercial.
This is a salon.
Salon. Oh, yeah.
Foster is not some random nut the Republicans pulled off a soapbox at a subway. She's a Georgetown Law School graduate
God.
Who is being paid $190,000 a year to be president of Americans United for Life.
Oh, my God. I'm like...
One of the largest anti-abortion nonprofits in the country.
Wait a second. She really believes this. Does she? Did someone tell her? Did some Democrat ask her, like, hey, go back to that thing you're saying about these lamps? How does this work?
So the GOP contributions to this hearing were a blizzard of bullshit meant to totally white out the efforts by Democrats and reproductive rights activists to remind the public of the great human costs that results from banning abortion.
Well, I mean, it sounds like we won't be able to turn our lights on if we ban it. I mean, listen, this person's getting to, she's talking about energy and climate change. That's what this is about, really. You're not listening. This is an alternate fuel source.
Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana. Do you support the right of a woman who was just seconds away from birthing a healthy child from having an abortion? And the doctor said, I think that's a question you're asking does not realistically reflect abortion care. In that scenario, would you support her right to abort that child? I won't entertain theoretical. It's not theoretical, ma'am. You are a medical doctor. What does that have to do with it?
It's theoretical. I mean,
it is theoretical.
See, you're not referencing something that's real. That's a question.
Right.
You're asking her to theorize.
He went on to insist that Robinson answer for killing a baby halfway out of the birth canal.
That's how you get them. A lot of people don't realize that's how you get them. They're not expecting it at that moment. Their feet come out.
It says here, anti-choicers love this hypothetical of a woman who aborts during labor. In reality, it makes about as much sense as banning men from touching their penises out of fear one might one day cut his off. What? Yeah, but of course, Republicans would rather talk about their lurid fantasy lives than the realities of abortion.
They think that right before the woman has the baby, the doctor's
after.
Like, oh, after.
They're saying that the Democrats are trying to pass laws in California that gives you 30 days to whack that little thing on the head if you don't want it.
In San Francisco, you can decide. They take maybe the
and
first
apparently
checkup.
They power lamps pretty well.
Listen, do you want to keep this baby or do you want to keep the lights on? Can't do both. Dismembering, though.
So sadly, there's nothing surprising about this turn towards wild tales about fetus-powered street lamps and women demanding abortions in the middle of labor.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. Fetus-powered street lamps, I mean, we can at least give that an honorable mention. I mean, it's not surprising, but it is kind of impressive.
But, you know, there's got to be... I don't want to look for it, but where's that story from?
I saw it, but the original Salon.
Well, that's what I mean. It's quoting this asshole. Where is the asshole getting her information?
Fucking Rush Limbaugh. Not Rush Limbaugh. He's dead. He's dead as fuck. No, not that dead fuck. Alex Jones. Fucking any of the people that we play on our show. Greg Locke, you know, True News, Rick Wiles, any of these guys would say that shit, don't you think? Especially Alex Jones.
I love some of these more austere publications trying to put up a headline about a woman who says that they're burning fetuses to turn the lights on.
Jezebel has that headline. I didn't see. I put this up from Salon. I wonder if Jezebel had that story because they probably had a funny. I don't know.
Really, if it's up there yet, I don't see it. I was just looking through over there.
Who thought of it? That's a great point. Where did this come from?
Well, yeah. GOP anti-abortion witness. Baselessly claims DC authority. It's baseless. It's baseless, Ryan.
But, you know, if I'm listening to this and I'm a lawmaker and someone says this in a hearing and they believe it to be true, am I not required to say, excuse me, madam, that you say babies are right now being killed and their body parts are being used to fuel lamps? I have, as a lawmaker or, you know, a politician, I have the responsibility to make sure this isn't happening, right?
In 2014, an Oregon County Commission ordered an incinerator to stop accepting boxed medical waste to generate electricity after learning the waste it's been burning may include tissue from aborted fetuses.
But it's not...
It's medical waste. So they're burning, if they chop your leg off,
yeah,
they're burning your leg. They're burning all medical waste.
In May.
What?
It may contain.
Right.
It's not 100% fetal tissue that's powering the power grid right now.
No.
That's not even, that's not what she said. If that's where she got the story, she's a crappy reader, man. Your reading comprehension
But apparently
sucks.
They do the same thing in D.C.
Yeah. You didn't know that? God.
Apparently the incinerators where they burn medical waste.
Is that happening here? In our neighborhood? In our backyard? I hope not.
Although here, it says lurid allegations that aborted fetuses from Canada were being burned with trash to generate electricity in Oregon. It was not true. Oh, so that was even fake.
Wow. So where's the true part?
So, of course, the Republicans passed a resolution to make sure that they not do that thing that wasn't happening.
Is it, you know, can someone who's the president and CEO of some lobbying group go to Congress and just say lies and it's okay?
The company that runs the incinerator said the tissue amounted to umbilical cords and placentas. There were no fetus tissue.
Right. That, and that's why the lights weren't bright enough, because they didn't get the good stuff. They didn't have the good stuff. We can't power this goddamn city on umbilical cords. I need the whole fetus.
What is it? What? Why are we having this discussion?
It's insane. It's because we live in a crazy world, and that was the headline. That was the headline. The headline on that was people are powering lamps with burnt fetuses.
Yes. Yes. That's their story. They're sticking to it. Science free.
God, what was the, how much?
And who cares?
Right.
By the way,
what was the transaction with the horse? Somebody had a horse.
An erotic massage.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Whatever that encompasses, I guess.
Yeah, and I
guess it's a happy ending.
When do I get the horse, though? Whoever gets the horse in this transaction, who gets the horse? Where is it? How is it handed over? Is there paperwork?
I'll buy your horse.
I'll buy your horse. Where is it then? Where do I keep it?
Look at my erect penis. If you touch it, I'll buy you a horse.
You know, there was it the movie, the television show Taxi? Did one of the characters, Christopher Lloyd, didn't he have a horse in one episode? He had a horse in his apartment in New York and it died or something.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
I don't know.
Quite possible.
Right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
We're having a good time this Friday.
That's right. Everybody's so stupid.
There's a lot of that going around.
Are there warning? Have we got the warning signs up for bathrooms that, you know,
oh, I'm sure
anybody can pee in?
I'm sure they're
unisex bathrooms.
Working on that here. I'm sure DeSantis is working on that.
Gender neutral bathrooms, right? That's the way you say that. It's a gender neutral bathroom. Who gives a fuck?
Let me tell you something. All homos are pedophiles. All homos are pedophiles. And even if they haven't done something, they are capable of doing something.
That's Christian hate preacher Aaron Thompson from the Shure Foundation Baptist Church.
If they're thinking about doing something, you know they're doing something.
Look, it's about voting demographics, just to be clear. I don't believe that people use interchangeably that race is destiny. Now, I also, by the way, this is something people won't like to hear. I also don't think there's anything wrong with white Americans wanting their neighborhood to look similar to how it looked with their dad and their grandparents. Jeez. And, you know, people tend to be comfortable around people they were raised with. Have you been to Mexican neighborhoods? Been to largely black neighborhoods? This is something. This is a natural process that takes place. Doesn't mean that you should seclude yourself, but I don't blame black people for watching black entertainment television. I don't blame Latino people for watching Telemundo. I understand that we have different tastes because we have different cultures.
I don't think there's anything wrong with white Americans wanting their neighborhood to look similar to how it looked with their dad and their grandparents.
Latino people watch Telemundo.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking simpleton. Black people watch black entertainment television.
We do have other news. Let me just look here and make sure.
Telemundo.
We might be having some tech probs.
Oh, fuck.
And we are. The stream is down right now. So
damn.
I think just talking to ourselves.
Go fuck yourself, Jesus.
And to those that have downloaded us, thank you thank for downloading you. Us.
God, what's up with the cable, man? I mean, that's... Ultimately, God is in charge of the cable because you can't see an internet signal, right? And you can't see God.
Right.
Right? Is that still a thing?
We can't see? This is definitely not us. This is them, though.
Okay.
This is the cloud software that we use for the radio station.
I guess God can't be bothered to give a fuck about the cloud. Just heaven? You don't work with the cloud? Is there any deity that recognizes the cloud and that can help with the cloud?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't think so. What deity would that be?
I don't know. Get a new certification. Do something that's useful. That's all.
God is like, unplug your router and plug it back in.
We've got a few minutes left here in the show.
Yeah.
I've got a couple other stories here. Yeah, we're definitely off. This is from the where is this? Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
That according to people in the know, that Donald Trump is upsetty pants about what's going on at Truth Social. Why is it not? Why didn't pass up Twitter yet?
Well, it doesn't work right.
But why hasn't it passed up Twitter yet?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Has it? I haven't checked. I haven't opened Twitter today.
And so this can't bode well for Devin Nunes.
Oh, no.
Because, it says, this is from that Rolling Stone piece before. Trump keeps hearing about how Google and YouTube have it out for him, including on Truth Social. I think he's taking it seriously, says one source. Things got bad enough that in recent weeks, the former president's eldest son, Don Jr., was called in to take the lead role, focused on trying to fix what's wrong with the company and the app performance.
Well, let me tell you something. The only thing...
Good fucking luck.
No. Go get a big pile of cocaine for this motherfucker.
Right.
I think that's the only plan.
You know he'll put in the hours, but yes. I don't know if it'll be really helpful.
Don Jr.'s taking over. Don Jr.'s here. What does he do when he walks in the door at Truth Social? There's a new sheriff in town. Snort.
One of the sources frankly referred to what Trump Jr. was doing as an emergency rescue mission.
You're being rescued by a violent cokehead. Get ready. Don Jr.'s to the rescue.
It says it looks like Devin Nunes was set up to take the fall for the moment when Truth Social imploded. Oh. And the fact that Trump turned to Don Jr. to fix it is a bad sign for Nunes.
It's bullshit. Devin, I'm so sorry. Donald, what are you thinking? You can't fire Devin. He worked really hard on this. Didn't he?
Moo.
We're going to fire your cow. Your cow's fired, you fuck. I'm sorry.
How great is that?
Does Trump call Devin in and he says, Devin, I'm sorry. He doesn't
fire people, remember?
You're fired.
He tells people to fire people. Unless he doesn't have the balls to do it himself. On his stupid TV show.
He did it on The Apprentice. I watched.
I was just going to say, only on his stupid TV show.
He sent somebody.
Right. You fired.
Well, he sent some thug. He fired. Here's a big bag of money. Don't rape anybody.
It says Trump's social was always probably going to be a disaster with a high possibility of epic failure. The fact that Trump is blaming a Google conspiracy is nothing new. When Trump fails, it's always someone else's fault. Someone's out to get him.
What is it, though?
It says Trump is treating Truth Social like a TV remote he can't figure out, so he called his son to fix it.
Yeah, his fucked up son. Yeah.
But does he think Don Jr. is going to fix it? He thinks Don Jr. is an idiot for
all what is what, wrong with it,
every
though?
Report that we have.
Number one, we don't know what's other than it doesn't fucking work and nobody likes it and it's totally shitty. We don't know why Truth Social doesn't work, right? So what's the problem with it? Why isn't it working? Why don't people like it? Number one. It can't be it sucks.
Because, yeah, I don't know why.
It's hard to log in, isn't it? Wasn't that the case? It was tough to log in. You had to give an email address and a semen sample.
Right. Yes.
The usability, what I mean by that is the usability sucks, blows. User experience is shit. But it's Nazis. That's the problem. It's like these Nazis and these hate groups. It's hard for them to do things like this. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, you know, like Truth Social, it's not like... Did they think it's like Facebook? Like it's supposed to run like Facebook or something? Is Truth Social just like a... Is it a bulletin board to put like racist memes up? Or is it like Trump Facebook? I've never been on it.
I think it's more like Twitter. I think they're shorter tweet like.
Oh, okay. So I put a post up. I'll say, hey, you know, Crab Diving at Crab Diving on Truth Social says Donald Trump can go fuck himself, right? And then can I share that on my profile and share it on other people's profiles and shit like that? Is it, it's like Facebook and that account?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's probably just like most others. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can do really.
Right.
To spice things up. You put a post, you like, you share. I bet
a lot of the problems with, I imagine these white supremacists will tell you that in iPhones and I think Androids, there's no Confederate flag emoji.
There's
There's no swastika emoji. And so I bet in Truth Social, there are those buttons that make you feel more comfortable.
Really? Yeah, more at home.
Right. Right. Can I add the Prussian flag to the background of this, please? You got a Gadsden wallpaper.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Thanks for downloading us, everybody. Those that were listening live, you know, hey, sorry. Our cloud is fucked up right now. This is a story.
Damn.
It is Faithless Friday.
I wonder if Jeff Bezos, is this his cloud? Is it Amazon? Do they own our cloud?
I don't know if we're on Amazon or not.
Right.
On that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
This is, it says John Eastman.
Yes. Oh, yes. John.
You may remember him.
He's in some legal trouble.
Well, yeah, and apparently more because Politico,
yes,
is reporting that in a court filing, he revealed that he, quote, routinely communicated with Donald Trump, either directly or through six conduits. So six different people in the weeks ahead of the insurrection.
Wow! So they were planning it. This is planning.
He asked a federal judge to maintain attorney-client privilege over his work with the former president, and the late-night filing gave the clearest view yet of the communications between Trump and the battalion of attorneys and allies helping his effort to remain in power despite losing the election.
John Eastman doesn't want to talk because he says it's privilege between him and the president.
He's trying to use that.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is bollocks.
That's bullshit.
And there's no privilege, and no executive privilege can be invoked when crimes are committed.
Oh.
Like, you can't executive privilege, you know, whatever crime you
So if you kill somebody, you say, I can't talk about it. Executive privilege.
I don't have to talk about it. It's my executive privilege.
He's probably said that before.
Executive privilege.
The filing shows that Trump took a direct role in those efforts.
Oh.
Describing, quote, two handwritten notes from the former president about how about information he thought might be useful for the anticipated litigation.
From the president.
From Trump.
So Trump is listening to Alex Jones on InfoWars, and he writes some bullshit down, and somebody, maybe Tucker Carlson, said it on Fox, and he gives it to John fucking Eastman.
Listen, I just talked to Jenny Thomas.
Where else would it come? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rudy. I just talked to Rudy.
That's the problem with having a dumb fucking president, because guess what? Obama's not taking Jenny Thomas's fucking call. Right?
I would hope not. I mean,
no, Obama's not doing any of this. Nobody's doing any of this with this Trump fuck.
Eastman's trying to prevent the House Select Committee from obtaining 600 emails related to his so-called coup memo.
600?
Which sought to enlist Mike Pence and GOP-led state legislatures to overturn the election.
Jeez.
He's also asked a district court judge to shield his contacts with state legislators to discuss appointing pro-Trump electors. So he's like, he's trying to invoke some executive privilege.
Yes.
Of his own emails, talking to state legislators, trying to get them to overturn the election.
He's saying any email where he talks about the president should be privileged because I'm talking off the president.
Yes, on his behalf.
What do you think this is? I mean, you think this is like Game of Thrones, some weird...
Yes. I mean, that's what Trump wants, right?
You can't mention the president or make eye contact with him. That's privilege.
I'll buy you a horse if you...
This guy's not good.
If you rub me.
Let me tell you something. Get the horse up front with Trump. I don't know about Elon, but...
Yeah.
Trump will give you that horse. Right.
I better I want to hear hoofs clopping in the hallway.
Like, I can't. I'm not going to give you this horse, but can I offer you this nice gerbil?
Thanks for the hand jab.
this should make us proud to be Americans.
Right.
This story here. This is NBC.
Yes.
Ooh, excuse me. A Virginia board is considering restoring the names of two schools originally named for Confederate generals, but changed in 2020 after the murder of George Floyd.
Oh, who wrote the story about the crazy left-wing liberal, you know, rampaging through the community, being violently politically correct, changing the names of school football teams from their fucking Confederacy mascots or some shit?
The Shenandoah County School Board in Virginia voted in 2020 to change Stonewall Jackson High School.
Oh, good my God. Fucking God.
To Mountain View High School.
Okay.
And Ashby Lee Elementary School.
Jeez, who the fuck is that?
Honey Run Elementary School. That sounds like... Honey Run Elementary School. But in the two years Jeez. Since, community members, especially alumni,
yes.
have expressed opposition to the name changes.
I won't mind that. Ashby Lee. Who the fuck is this Ashby Lee and how many war crimes did that fuckhead
do? Well, it's Robert E. Lee and probably an Ashby.
Oh, okay.
Somebody named Ashby.
It's like we're trying so hard in this country to get out of this Confederacy shit. But are we? Some of us are trying to go the other way. I mean, this is nuts. You can't change the names fucking back. I guess we're putting the monuments back then. Are we putting them back? Put them back.
Well, that'll be next, probably.
Put the monuments fucking back. Put that dumb... They finally took down that dumb fuck, the guy that founded the Klan somewhere in Tennessee. Didn't they?
Oh, Nathan Bedford.
They finally took down the dumb fucking Nathan Bedford Forrest thing. Put it back. Put it back up right now.
They destroyed that one.
Oh, did they?
That ugly one, yeah.
Put it back together, you fucks! We're putting it back!
More than 4,000 people have signed a petition to change the names back.
God, you suck!
According to Vice Chair Dennis Barlow said at a board meeting where the issue was discussed at length, he is one of three members who were on the board when the name changes were approved. The current all-white board
yes.
is made up of six members.
Okay.
Some new board members said they feel the decision to change the names was rushed and that didn't consider the opinion of the community.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. It's 2022. When was... I mean, that's... It's 2022. You can't say anything about race is rushed in this country.
Barlow characterized those who were in favor of changing the names as outsiders who are creepy, elitist, and from the dark side. He said the school board's decision was undemocratic and unfair.
Ooh.
They voted.
They voted. It's technically
by
fair.
By definition, democratic.
Yeah, and fair. You voted. You
he
changed
said,
it.
He said, I regard General Jackson as a gallant commander.
They're getting rid of Roe. They want to get rid of marriage equality. Gallant?
Gallant commander.
Good God. Who knows what the fuck went on? I mean, we all know what went on. A bunch of bad shit. Gallant, another, really.
Another board member argued, says she doesn't think the name should be changed back. Most people who voted for elected officials then count on them to do the right thing on their behalf, she said.
Gallant commander. I'm still laughing at that. I can picture that guy saying that.
Times have changed. She said the makeups of our schools have changed. I sincerely believe revisiting the name change is not what's best for the kids.
Who else is that board... guy? Who else is that one guy called Gallant, do you think?
I'm just Robert E. Lane.
Throws that name around.
The board decided at the meeting that it would put it would poll constituents about whether they believe the names should be changed back.
Well, don't do that.
But they couldn't settle on whether to poll the entire area or only residents of the areas served by the schools in question.
Hey, it's racist, it's shitty, and you changed it, and it's a good thing. You did a good thing. Why are you undoing it? And a lot of times, listen, if you're going to poll people and ask them how they feel about something that is the right thing, they might not be for the right thing.
Right.
With some of this stuff, you just have to drag people kicking and screaming to do the right thing because it's, you know, I mean, when you're naming people things after a school after a Civil War person on the wrong side.
They likely won't vote on the issue for a while.
We'll just fight it out.
As they're fighting out the details of the surveys they're going to send out to everybody.
The surveys.
If the vote is split, the issue is likely to be tabled for a year or until there's a new board.
Ha 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 ha. You want it? That's crazy. Why don't you go to find every school in that area not named after some Confederate fucknut and name it after a Confederate fucknut? That's exactly what they're doing.
They want to go back, yeah.
Find things that aren't have nothing. Find things that aren't named for the Confederacy, never were, and name it for it then.
Like sewer covers?
And sure, why not? No, anything. They're naming, they want to go back. Name everything after some dumb fucking Confederate general then.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of that MLK stuff.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put up the real heroes.
Why don't you get rid of all the progress? Why don't you turn in your penicillin, you fucks? And all your other shit. No internet for you. You want to go back to the 1860s? Go ahead. Have a leech. God.
A couple minutes left here in the big old show.
We're changing the names back.
I know it's unreal.
It's crazy. It's so fuck. Just go fuck yourself. You have nothing else better to do.
When are they going to try to overturn that 13th Amendment? Just yeah. Say fuck it. We want slavery back. States' rights.
All you Republicans are so ill fucking behaved. You're fucking cunts.
This is fascinating.
Yes.
Marjorie Taylor Greene,
woo,
freaked out everybody on the, well, I mean, drew, you know, the ire that she deserves on
yes.
The social medias, speculating of what she would do if she were president of the United States.
Oh, shit.
If I were president right now, I'd rip the noose off American businesses and reward people to work. I would radically deregulate, incentivize, and build 100% confidence in our country's businesses, large and small, to unleash and rebuild the power of the American economy.
How are you going to do that, Nazi?
In a very short time, America would dominate the world's economy. Ooh, yeah. And cripple our enemies' ability to wage war against other countries. Russia would be broke. China's fake fragile economy would fail. China's economy is kicking our ass. And hardworking Americans would be wealthy, successful, and happy.
Okay, what's the plan? Are you going to raise the minimum wage? Right. I mean, that's the main thing.
The most popular response was, no one read past the first six words because they were laughing too hard. The first six words were, if I were president right now.
Oh, my God. But don't laugh. I mean, for a second there, imagine it. And then, you know, resolve yourself to always vote blue.
Another said, first executive action, find and dispose of those Jewish space lasers starting all those fires.
Yeah, that's true. If you really believe that, we should figure that one out. We need an executive order. Turn in them Jewish space lasers.
One person said, breaking, coffee immediately shoots out of all noses all across America as Marge starts tweet with, if I were president now.
How would she do anything?
Dumbly.
How do they do
fascistly
anything? You know.
We got to get going.
Yeah. Good luck, Marjorie. You fuck.
Get out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. He is at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed fucking weekend, everybody. We'll hit you up again Monday.
ETFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.